The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
That is the most embarrassing thing.
You shit your pants in public?
Yes.
Have we told that story on this show?
Probably not. But that is the most embarrassing thing.
Well, you know, I'm just going to say permission to speak freely.
Oh, of course. That's what we're here for.
A lot of the podcasters are large.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they're not going to deny it.
You know what? I hope they don't.
It's,
we don't. I mean, because I'm large too. I'm not like, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it was a big old boat and big old people.
It was a big old boat.
Except for the two front rows.
The two front rows.
The Twinkie lawyers.
The Twinkie lawyer guys.
Yeah, they were panicking.
Let's just put it this way. There was a whole lot of booty for those pirates to steal.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You shit your pants in public?
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 47-11. The BFO for Fright, the 27th of February, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A new show.
Y'all, we'll try to catch up on the so-so questions. Oh, Big Fatty, take your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian National Anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Procrastinators, Big Fatty. We'll get around to learning about that a little bit later, won't we? Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. The God willing and the creek don't rise. I'm in, or didn't rise. I am in Lost Wages and on the schedule today, the morning is free, as is the cook to order brofkas at the Embassy Suites. By the way, if you'd like to send an edible arrangement, you can it's the Embassy Suites on Paradise. Big Fatty. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. It didn't take long for it to go off the door. Oh, you're procrastinators today, because y'all, I know you put the mundane off to the last minute, and y'all, tomorrow's Saturday, the 28th, right after Gail and King finished their ruination, the early years. Midnight on Saturday is the end of the time to submit your so-so questions. Y'all, I saw earlier in the week that Miss Bacon,
that Miss Bacon had to get that on her move that up on her procrastination list, and get the rest of her so-so questions in. Y'all, I am touched. Oh, Big Fatty, inappropriately. No, you know, she only submitted faux questions to begin with, and y'all, I'm touched. I'm just Big Fatty. We all know you're touched. And anyway, I just leave it right there. Your Big Fatty is touched.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I have met each of these people in person. Y'all, the first met him down there at the Pride 48. I believe it was in New Orleans. He's just as nice as he can be. He's the husband of the Susan Lucci of the number one fan contest. Y'all, this year's number two fan, Blind Guy Jay, it's his husband Martin's birthday. Big Fatty, we love Martin. Was he the slobfo, the second lady? He's the slobfo. He's the second lady of the BFO. And y'all, then, our next celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he's celebrating it today, even though he was born on Leap Day, the 29th of February.
Big Fatty, why didn't he celebrate it on the 1st?
Maybe he celebrates it on both. Y'all, he came to Pride 48 in New Orleans at least once, and y'all, he comes every year to the Podcasters of America Supper at the Colon Aid. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Peter Big Fatty, have you had the stroke? Peter Potamus, Epilouie's husband, Eric. Big Fatty, we love Peter Potamus, Epilouie's husband, Eric. We do indeed. And y'all, then, our third celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, have experienced many things during the good days with this person. Y'all used to do the QCast Connection and QCast Connecticut with the Super Bee. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it is, you know, just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. Y'all, and quite a performer also, works at Rat World and all those other places doing shows. Y'all, it's none other than Michael Cantaloupe.
Big Fatty, we love Michael Cantaloupe.
So y'all, if you see Michael or Martin or Eric, wish him a big old piece of cake.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thanks for the minimal effort in that old chestnut of a bumper that hadn't been updated since 2018. Big Fatty, he's just, you know, just priorities, you know, elective dental surgery and, it doesn't matter. It's not a priority. It's true. Y'all, I went looking for so-so questions the other day, and I couldn't find them in the e-letters. And y'all, as soon as I started playing the voice letter of Daniel asking his so-so question. Y'all, I found them in the e-letters. Y'all, this one is from Boston Josh. Y'all hadn't heard from Boston Josh in forever. And he writes, Herbert Werder, what is your favorite boot heel height? I like a lineman pole boot. I like a lineman pole boots with a 3-inch heel. They are perfect for stand and model bar night. You can stand in those for hours, but they are heavy and bulky for driving impact. They impact how the pedals feel. Boston Josh. Well, Boston Josh, first of all, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you. Don't hear from you nearly enough. And absolutely a so-so question. I have two pairs of boots, and they're both just regular old boots. Big Fatty, they were made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Yes, and if you do something, they'll walk all over you. Yes, Big Fatty, some people like that. Kink shaming here. No, Big Fatty. Josh, I just have caterpillar boots. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Those little things with like 100 legs. No, that's a millipede or a centipede. I'm not familiar with the lineman boots, but I can't imagine that they would. Big Fatty, maybe you should try them. You'd have a 3-inch heel. You'd actually be almost the height of an average person if you added 3 inches. Big Fatty, you know I'm just kidding. No, I don't. The next so-so question comes to us from none other than the one and only Mr. Cackle. Mr. Cackle, what you got?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty. I wasn't really going to call because, who cares? But I thought I'd send in my so-so question. How often do you change your sheets? Your listeners really need to know this. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Cackle from over there at the Blime Time and the Trust the Dust little shows. And, first of all, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And please give my best to the boys and to special Mr. K. And let's see, how often do I change my sheets? Big Fatty, it depends on how often you foul them. That's absolutely a special question. And Poodle, you're right. The more I foul them, the more I change them. I don't put a new set on. I simply take the soiled linens and, shake them out and, Fatty, we didn't need to hear that part. And, just throw them in the washer. And, from there, you got to put some kind of, something on them, to get the stains. Fatty, please. Whenever I decide I want to have clean sheets, that's how often I change my sheets. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, a couple of more questions here. Y'all, these are from the patron saint of the BFO. Y'all, that's, of course, Mr. Tim Kumal. And Mr. Tim Kumal writes, do you like your fried eggs over easy or sunny side up? Dear Gussie, first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from the patron saint. And, we've got some, I've got some worries. I've got to talk to you and Veda about there's something about the Apple snack is going to stop. The Intel-based apps are going to stop working, and y'all, that's like my Levelator and my Audio City,
And it seems like there was something else that I used that it wasn't gonna work anymore. But anyway, we'll get back to that in a minute. First, let's get to this very so-so question. Over easy or sunny side up? Big Fatty, he's referring to eggs, not you. Tim, this is absolutely so-so, and it's so easy. I don't eat fried eggs. I think they're vile. And I know it's only a matter of preparation, and it's exactly the same thing as a scrambled egg, but I don't care. The closest I'll come to a fried egg is an egg a muffin. I'd much rather have just the muffin and sausage and cheese and leave the eggamuffin off. The second question here, he says, before you scramble eggs, do you mix in water or milk before putting them in the pan, or do you just put them in commando? Well, first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, you just said that. Well, you know, anything to put off having to answer an absolutely so-so question. As you heard just moments ago, Big Fatty does prefer scrambled eggs. And I crack them open. And I put those big eggs right there where they belong. Big Fatty, we're talking about chicken eggs, not yours. Oh, no, they go right in the pan in some bacon grease, and then I just take the spatula and you know, scramble them around and put them on the plate, and then I put them in my gullet. And milk and water. Why would you put milk and water in an egg? Big Fatty, to make them fluffy. Oh, fluffy. Well, I'm anything but fluffy. So there you go. Yo, one last so-so question here. Y'all, this one is from Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon says, do you think the hats would have liked me? And then she says, parentheses, dying here. Big Fatty, I didn't know Miss Bacon was even sick. I didn't either, but evidently she's dying. First of all, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Still got one more question from you, but we'll get to that next month. Who's got time for more so-so? But send those other ones in, because, you know, next month I'll still need content. Yes, Big Fatty. Absolutely a so-so question, because you know, Miss Bacon, they're dead. I don't know if they'd like you or not, but I mean, if you would like to go to Hatlanta and go to the family burial plot with me, we can ax them, and you know, you can just get it right from the horse's mouth. Big Fatty, don't beat that dead horse. Well, anyway, but y'all, I think that's all the so-so questions, except for that one and the ones to come that I've got. So there you have it, Big Fatty. It's a hell of a way to end up the shorter. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I'll have updates on what has been going on in Lost Wages. And y'all, you know, if the nip is along, there'll be some shenanigans. Oh, Big Fatty, goes without saying. Y'all, there'll be some shenanigans. Big Fatty, I said it goes without saying, not saying it again. Oh. Y'all, just a reminder, when you get up on Sunday morning, don't forget rabbit, and mark down if it's a lamb or a lion, how it comes in. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Q-Cast boys, and anything to say, Michael?
You shit your pants in public?
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
Oh, now you're getting a little ahead of yourself. Shark Week is it's not near now.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.